10, Section 3, Transportation. As you read, look for the changes in transportation. Terms: vehicle, assembly line, commute. In 1900, roads between towns were still mostly rough dirt tracks. Most city streets were not paved. Many larger towns had electric streetcars to carry people to and from work or on shopping trips. In small towns and in the country, horses and horse-drawn vehicles were still in use. A vehicle is a way of transportation. To travel between towns, people often rode the train. Heavy loads were sometimes moved on rivers. People in Alabama were just getting to know about the automobile. Automobiles. Before the automobile, families traveled in wagons or buggies. Carl Benz built the first real automobile in Germany in 1885. Then in 1896, Henry Ford made his first car in Detroit, Michigan. There were only about 4,000 cars in the United States in 1900. In 1903, Henry Ford opened the Ford Motor Company. By 1914, Ford had built an improved moving assembly line. This was a new idea for factories. Assembly lines make products on a moving belt. Each worker does only one task. This might be putting on a steering wheel or a gas pedal. Workers do their jobs quickly as the car moves by them. This new process took a lot less labor than the old way. It meant that cars cost less and more people could buy them. About that time, the price for a Ford was $780. That would be around $41,000 for the average wage earner to pay today. By 1910, there were about 187,000 cars in the country. In 1918, there were nearly 8 million automobiles in the United States. More cars meant more and better roads were needed. During the early 1900s, Alabama began putting gravel on roads and keeping them repaired. It was a long time before the state began paving roads. There was no pavement between Montgomery and Mobile as late as 1918. Governor Thomas Kilby was elected in 1919. He had many new roads built in the state. A lot of roads were also paved between 1919 and 1923. By 1929, Americans had almost 23 million cars on the road. More people lived in the country and the suburbs and commuted, traveled to work, to city jobs. The automobile business is an important business in Alabama today. The state has three large automobile factories. Alabama is also home to many companies that make parts for cars. Railroads. Railroads were important to Alabama industries. The trains made it easier to send Alabama goods to market. The railroads connected towns within the state and joined Alabama to other states. Rail companies were big businesses at that time. People traveled on trains and shipped goods on them. Some trains carried mail from one town to another. When the state had few high schools, some students rode the train to school each day. Riverboats still in use. The spread of railroads reduced steamboat use, but river transportation was still important in the state. Timber, manufactured goods, and agricultural products often moved on river barges. In the early 1900s, Alabama Power Company and the federal government began building dams. These projects made the rivers deeper in some places and shallower in others. Sometimes the bottom of the river was dredged, dug out, so barges would not get stuck. As the rivers were improved, more barges were used. Later in the 20th century, the 10-Tom Waterway made travel easier for barges. It did this by overcoming the obstacles of fast-moving rivers and falls. Airplanes. In 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright made the first successful airplane flight. It was from a beach in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Around 1910, the brothers came to the Montgomery area. They did test flights over what is now Maxwell Field. The Wright brothers chose Montgomery because of its good climate. Think it through. 1. What were three things railroads carried? 2. What made rivers deeper in some places? 3. Who made the first successful airplane flight? Who made the first affordable car?